Yeah, I'm fried.
Yeah, I'm fried.
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 Chicken.
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 Rouse.
All right, that's hello. About it hello, for the everyone. Podcast. We'll see what's y'all up, next guys? Week.
Yeah. Long wait.
For nothing.
Yeah, we came on
we'll
to
see
say,
you in another month.
Hey, guys, we're fried.
And just cut it right there.
It, right there.
We're
can't say they didn't get anything.
But yeah, what's up, patrons? Patrons, right?
No, these are the regular people.
Oh, regular. Oh, we're talking to the regular people.
Well, sir-ski.
Oh, let me put my phone down.
Yes, sir-ski. It's
put regular, my phone down.
Regular niggas, regular
phone down.
People. If you want to become a non-regular nigga,
$5,
go
Buster.
Over to patreon.com/blackplaguepodcast.
Gotta pay to play.
20 quarters gets you elite content.
Give you some of the wildest and amazing shit that you've ever heard in your life.
We are all voice actors in an official capacity. We have gotten paid for our contributions.
Yeah, man. Like us being rare has gotten checks put into our life.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Nugget. Sonic. Thank you for this, Nugget.
Right. That dogs too. I gotta get him some residuals.
Like residual treat is like
yeah, right.
A cut of the fucking fun is like, hey man, we gotta get something to the dog, man. Right. They be
back pay.
Like, I know y'all be hearing that. She's like, there go that damn dog again. That
fucking dog.
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 But yeah, right. Man.
I am Smoke Joe Star, aka Smoke Man Joe, aka and we are back with another regular episode. for the people who have been here with us the longest.
Thank y'all for fucking with us.
That's y'all, man. Y'all make this possible. This program was made possible by viewers like you.
Thank you.
You
fucking Nick.
Thank them, then call them, you know, slurs, because that's the kind of podcast that we are.
It's fucking Pride Month. Happy Fag Month. We lit.
Oh, yeah.
Say it, Dip. Say it.
Nah. Shout out to, you know, it's Gay Pride Month. And shout out to my gay niggas.
Shout out to the boo.
Nah, that, like, Ray J promoing for Pride Month is funny as hell, man. Shout out to my gay niggas.
Shout out to my gay-ass niggas.
Like, he literally says gay in all caps. Like, it's Gay Pride Month.
Ryan Coogler. It's Gay Pride Month.
Gay Pride Month, homie.
On 50s. Neighborhood.
Neighborhood. Some of the cousins like cousins. So,
it's like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out gay cuz. You know, we still fucking with him because he's still loped in.
Like, he all right. He
still be in the set. Ankle got a little extra twist when he walking, but like,
you know, he in the DP. And yo, you figure yo. Out. You figure yeah. out the kind of
which one? Which one? Yeah.
Yes.
X-Men.
To me, my X-Men. We haven't talked
we ain't said shit
about X-Men during this frame.
We really haven't. We need to.
We had to intro ourselves. John.
Oh, yeah.
Let's like,
you have to intro.
Let's like knock that out real quick.
Yeah.
Well, it's Ghetto Guru number 2.
Yeah.
It's the, it's the John.
The
shout outs to all the steers and queers out there.
Bro, that nigga said Ghetto Guru.
Number
bro.
2.
Number 2.
It implies that there's a number 1.
I can't. You
he's on
be,
the hunt. He got the headband.
You have to be number 1, bro. I'm gonna be an EBT.
He has the headband. He's on the way.
I'm be an EBT acolyte.
EBT
that's my
acolyte.
Shit.
Acolyte. And I am N-word number 3. I am DJ Cobra.
Nigger.
Yeah. Yeah. I be DJing and shit. You know, in various places at Super Cobra, SuperCobrah. Find me wherever with that handle. I don't have anything cool or witty to say about my name, so I'm just gonna scream. Ah! All right.
You did that.
Yeah. We did it.
X-Men.
Where
X-Men.
Do we even start? Like, just
here come the heroes.
Because
to save the world from destruction.
This was literally what niggas have wanted.
They are X.
Nah, but Studio Mirror apparently animated that season, and I'm like, okay, that makes all the sense in the world when we go from 90s nostalgia animation to holy shit, niggas is moving.
Right. Dear God.
Like, the shit looked like it was like some 90s promotion, and then it just got real.
Like, bro, I think I gotta watch like the last two episodes of this season.
You but need
like,
to.
I've seen the reaction like, you know, that enough. Twitter had.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's the best.
I'm not even gonna ask that, because like, it's the X-Men and we've been bone
we've
dry
been starved
forever. Like,
politics have robbed us.
I just want to like throw out a little anecdote, nigga. I am a huge fighting game player, right? Like, if you name the shit, I've probably played the shit.
Well, he's
X-Men has come back into the limelight so hard that niggas are posting Mutant Academy 2.
Yeah,
combos on Twitter, and I'm like, please,
we're close.
Somebody see this.
We're close.
I either need a Mutant Academy 3 or a new Marvel.
Exactly.
I need one of those to fucking happen. Be a real nigga. Make X-Men versus Street Fighter 2. That's the easy one.
Yeah. I think we're close.
That's the easy one.
High key, I think we're close.
Man.
You see the Professor X combos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wheelchair.
This nigga is breakdancing on niggas in that chair, bro.
Super.
In the air.
Super wheelchair attack.
I know that nigga had launchers. I didn't play the Mutant Academy games. That nigga was tweaking.
Yeah. Like, it's so funny because, like, Spider-Man is a guest character. One of the best characters in the game.
It's kind of ironic.
Like, quite literally. And then you just have, like, all these other mutants with move lists, full display abilities. And then you have Charles Xavier out here doing Batman combos, out here doing lap combos.
But this nigga screamed.
The nigga peeled out. And it was a rush attack. He hit the nigga 20 times and spun up in the... Bro, niggas was so unserious.
This nigga was 2000. Spinning and doing hits on niggas, bro.
Like, that shit was like a super underrated game from the get-go. Like, it was underrated when it came out. And now the fact that you niggas are posting current-day combos
videos? In 2024. We're close, but I think we get an homage to the arcade game before we get a fighting game.
Probably. Oh my god.
I'm sure that shit's only because we got the fucking arcade homage episode. I think something's in the works.
Like, family, I need you to understand. I update the graphics and nothing the fuck else, because the music still sounds incredible. For that game to be 32 years old, the music was banging.
My
nigga.
Ringtone was one of those. I mean, one of my ringtones was that theme. That shit is grandfathered itself into my ringtones on iPhone.
That shit
is my current ringtone again.
That shit is elite, nigga. I'm gonna throw the first stage song up there.
Yeah, that shit.
Like, right now in the time slot. Like, I'm gonna throw that shit in the background.
Real, brother.
Like, it's so good.
Like, the show. Storytelling.
X-Men 97
feels like it's straight out of the panels, even though like niggas is kind of speeding through some shit. But I mean, it's animation.
I hope that the nigga that's not in the show right now finds a way back into the show.
Oh, he is.
Like,
he is. Hey. He is.
We
will see that nigga very soon.
Please. Please.
Finish the season.
Okay.
Like, tonight.
I'll have to, because. Need that.
There's a couple of things that happen. You're probably gonna like either call me or send me a message.
Just, yo, with like 50 exclamation points.
Yeah.
Yo.
Okay. Yo! Also, let's talk about it too. This is the year of Cyclops and Superman. reputation is getting turned around.
Like,
because Nick, Cyclops cooked that entire season.
I said it back in the day. I was like, nigga, the only reason that y'all don't like Cyclops is because you niggas are so hard up for Wolverine and like,
yeah, yeah.
You feel like because he butt heads with the nigga, you gotta butt heads with the nigga. And I'm just like, brother, that doesn't have to be. If you don't like him, cool, you don't like him. Bro, that nigga blew Magneto's head off.
That he has killed.
That happened.
He has killed both Professor X and Magneto at different points in time.
Like, the only time I don't like Cyclops is when he got the condom suit on, when he got the wetsuit and his hair's covered. That's why I'm so glad when they did 97, they used, like, the uncanny outfit with his hair out the top. I don't know why. It's just such a subtle thing. But, like, man just looks so fucking cool.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. No, come on.
I need you to watch those two episodes.
I had to look at that shit in the comics, and now I got to see it in the fucking show too. No.
Man, this water good.
No,
you give us some real good quality H2O to preserve our voices.
Man,
thank you for that.
Fine.
But you notice how when we move away from Wolverine taking over the production,
we cook
with everybody else. We get really good Rogue storylines, really great Magneto portrayal, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, Scott finally can shine. You know, Jean be falling out still. Like,
oh!
Storm exists.
Yeah, they gave it a mohawk.
I'm glad they got her out that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank God.
Like, Days of Future Past Cyclops. Days of Future Past Storm haircut never did it for me.
But, you know, we got the costume update. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, shout out my nigga Nightcrawler. Happy, you know, real happy to see that nigga.
Yeah, I put the nigga in black.
Also, Cable.
Yeah, you know. K-Bell. We in the future, niggas. Forge, Bishop, and shit.
Right.
I need another game, bro. I really do. Like, because we're in the fucking... I didn't mean to cut y'all, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, we're in the era of the 90s beat-em-up remake, nigga. Streets of Rage 4
set the bar.
Got one, and we're getting a new Streets of Rage.
I feel like it's a reboot.
New Turtles.
Yep.
Like,
we're getting the X-Men.
Yeah,
we're getting X-Men.
It just makes too much sense.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to remake either.
Yeah, I was like, Shinobi's coming back. I'm like, nigga, y'all could get them niggas to do that shit. Oh, my God, man. Start with the beat-em-up, then give me a fighting game. I need a Mutant Academy remake, because now we have real fighting mechanics.
I mean, high key, you take those fucking mechanics and, you know, throw some rollback net code, give it a nice little polish and a paint and shit.
Yes. Gonna be fucking Guilty Gear.
Pretty much, yeah.
Matter of fact, let Arsis make it. We gonna see who really about their characters. Like, we'll see.
Tools are right fucking there.
I just, man. I need that.
Like, I know, I don't think niggas are Superman fans like that.
Not for real. Nah. I'm not.
But I'm not gonna lie, that Superman show is...
My Adventures with Superman.
They turned Superman into a shoujo, and it just fucking works.
Yeah.
It works perfectly.
Like, I'll say I'm down to watch any media if it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Superman just ain't, like, he just never done it for me. I don't dislike him.
And I realized it's because it's Superman by himself half the time.
Yeah.
When you have Superman and his supporting cast with him, or you give him the lonely alien storylines, or he's trying to figure himself out, that shit do be kind of cookie, I'm not gonna lie.
Ow.
But we're in the next era of anime-inspired American-based animation. That shit looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks great. Lex Luthor's coming this season, isn't he?
Mm. Yeah. Like, he was there last season. He was just in the background.
Ah.
They would just call him Alex. Mm. Now it's like, it's Lex.
It's Lex.
Bitch.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Alex.
Right. They're
going OD with the coloring. I'm like, all right, put the little green and purple shit on that nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put the color identifiers.
Make him a nigga again like he did in the 90s and then turn him racially ambiguous because people can't handle it.
Nah, that nigga was Greek as hell.
That was a nigger, bro.
Nah, I mean, I'm with it, though. I mean,
That was a
that nigga being either super light skinned, because I thought it was light skinned when I was growing up at first. I didn't really read the comics like that. But then later, I see this white ass Lex. I'm like, what happened?
What happened?
What?
Why y'all make him white? What happened?
I imagine you said that shit exactly like that, too. Why are you white? Why y'all whitewashing, bro?
What y'all doing?
Y'all doing? Make him black. Hey, that nigga look like one of my uncles. Run that back.
No, they put a beard on that nigga.
Over with.
He just be Uncle Phil, but evil.
Evil James Avery.
Pretty much. Yes. Yes. Literally that. James Avery and Buddy Nick? Clancy Brown. They do the same voice. They need to. You swap them niggas out.
Niggas is fungible. That's crazy.
He's the voice of Shredder.
Niggas is what he was.
And War Machine.
Will, bring me those turtles.
Speaking of, that Bad Boy 4. Bad Boy 4.
I want to believe.
He doing the hot ones.
I want to believe.
He's doing great promo. I'm not going to lie to you.
He is. Listen.
Talk to me.
When we got the third one and it was up to snuff, we could have left it at that. Like, I feel like the third one was a very conclusive movie.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Like,
and I'm a wait for you to finish.
Because I'm just like, not when I say conclusive, I don't mean like in universe conclusive.
We could have said fuck it.
We could have been like, okay, now we're done, and I wouldn't have felt empty afterwards. So like this one, and I know how hard niggas be going for cash in movies.
Oh, for sure.
And
oh,
it's been like, what, Bad Boys 3 came out, what, 2019?
Like 2020. Or 2020, 2021, one of those years.
One of those.
It was post-pandemic.
So, like, it's been long enough for people to have been like, oh, shit, a new Bad Boys. But with the way that fucking Good Burger went.
Okay, all right. I have to stop you there.
I don't want it, bro. I don't want people cashing in on my nostalgia.
There's only one. There's a big reason why I don't put this in Good Burger 2 conversations. And it's only because of just how good the third one was. Now, if that third one was like a noticeable drop off, then I'm like, okay, this is the true cash in one.
Right.
But no, there was a plan in place. Because I tell you this, they're waiting for Fast and Furious to stop. Because there's a power vacuum that opens up.
Yeah.
That's my little conspiracy for that. Because it's like, if we just keep banging these movies out, Fast and Furious has to stop one day.
Yeah.
Because like the ending's planned. Like the shit ends at what, like 12 or 13?
I thought a nigga said 10 was the last one.
Nah, like they're like doing the Harry Potter shit, splitting that shit up into like different movies.
Whack as fuck.
But yeah, they're gonna try to like outlast and just secure yourself as a yearly or maybe a couple yearly summer blockbuster. I can see that happening. Because I'm seeing him do, or seeing Will Smith do work. Like, he has like a handheld camera and shit with his gun and shit. And he's like just, he's locked in on like a Tom Cruise type level.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm like, okay.
I did see that on TikTok with the body gimbal.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
If he decides to just go the Tom Cruise route,
I'm here for it. If anybody does that shit, it's gotta be that nigga.
It's Will Smith.
Because like
Will Smith will do it better.
Like you have kept yourself decently physically fit for 50 years. Maybe like 50. Yeah, like for 50 years, and you have the catalog. Like you have the catalog to be able to be our Tom Cruise.
And I'm sure people have seen the numbers he's done for Mad Summers.
Yeah.
It's a lot of millions this nigga.
Yeah, this nigga's attached to, bro.
Yes, sir.
Like,
if anybody can do it, it's Will Smith. Because, like, he's not afraid to try shit either.
Right.
For better or for worse.
I'm just like, bro, why are we, first of all.
And he
like,
slapped the nigga.
I need y'all to do something. I need y'all to improve these trailers. Because, like, I don't need to see Martin Lawrence eating jelly beans out the fucking air. I also don't need this nigga's jaundiced eyes.
Look, man.
2 inches away from my face.
They need to let him be a little older. Like, they need to stop trying to, like, make him appear younger. I'm like, bro, let Martin be old.
Let that nigga be the old nigga of the group, bro. Like, it's fine. All right. I promise.
Basically be the Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Let him be that.
I was like, that nigga, it's not... Martin is still funny. It is not the 90s no more.
I would like to actually see him tour. He's touring, I think, this year.
I might tap in. Legally, of course. By legal methods.
That shit going to fucking Netflix for sure, though. One thing Netflix gonna do, they gonna throw a bag at a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Black Wing.
$30 million.
$30 million.
$30 million.
Mostly to Kevin.
Five.
Mostly to Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle, but nonetheless.
$30 million. $30 million.
Give it to him. But I'm going to try to see that shit in theaters because, like, I fuck with the series. I would like them to keep on making them.
Let me know.
As long as they're good.
Yeah, let me know when you go. I'll pull up. Free tech, buy a senior ticket.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Save about, what, $20?
You joking, but it's low-key like six or seven. It really is.
Oh, for sure.
Like, dead ass, it's like $6 or $7 fucking dollars.
Oh, brother, everything's deadpan now. Like,
yeah.
Life is beating the vitality out of me.
Out of everybody, nigga.
Oh, for sure.
Like, bro, like, I was listening to things today, just like going over fucking statistics and like the cost of everything. And I'm like, there's a survey that says 78% of the country is living paycheck to fucking paycheck.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, it's crazy when you consider that, like, we're making more than our parents did at our age, and we're also making the most money we've ever made, and shit still feels tight.
Yep.
No pause. It's June. It's Pride Month.
Oh, yeah.
So, like...
Oh, no. We're getting fucked.
Yeah. And I'm just like...
Shit. You don't got to pause
right.
That.
Right. Because I'm just like, I looked at, like, the accounts I have, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I even really saving for, bro? Like, living is like a good majority of niggas' income, like housing and groceries.
Yep.
Like, that ain't even factoring in all the other shit, like insurance. Or if you got pets, shit like that. Like, brother, like, I feel like from the 16th to the 21st, every corporation in America has breakfast on me. Because, like, as soon as I wake up, and, like, I just check all my shit, and I go to my bank account, and it's like, it's, yeah. Like, boom, boom, straight, boom, boom, upper, like, something comes out every day in that time frame.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at my shit, I'm like, damn, bro, I lost a digit.
Yeah.
Just living. I haven't even bought shit. Oh, yeah. I have not purchased anything.
Maintenance, nigga.
It's not your paycheck.
I done lost a digit off of my fucking bank account.
You look in your shit, you just you see a penny chart.
Like, dog, what are we doing? And then, like, it's funny because, like, one of my friends and his wife are getting separated. They put their house up for sale, and I'm just like, man, I wish I could afford that shit. And it's on the cheaper end.
Yep.
And I'm just like, nigga, I really don't want to be paying for something for 20 years.
Yep.
And that's just how shit gonna have to be if I want to buy a house.
And then, like, the cheaper houses are owned by Zillow.
Yeah, and then niggas gonna jack that shit up because you think I'm finna pay $250,000 for a 2-bedroom, 2-bath house. Are you fucking high? A single level house.
But look at the neighborhood.
I don't give a fuck.
Look at the neighborhood.
You I don't give a shit.
Fence.
I don't care. Nigga, I don't
care. The fence was installed back in 1995.
I don't care, bro.
We put in new plumbing back in 2010.
And, like, niggas just...
Right,
niggas gave us 2 stimulus checks. It's like, yeah, that'll hold y'all.
You're good.
That's why I'm going to vote for that guy. You know, according to political pundit Sexy Red... Donald Trump was giving niggas money and letting him out of jail.
Yeah, that's it. That's all
that's
it
all,
takes.
That's all
it
takes.
It's kind of ironic.
That's all.
She's the person that Donald Trump was talking about when he was saying that, like, black people can connect with him.
Yeah.
There goes my African American. Right there.
That is literally us. That is his black person.
Us blacks fuck with Trump.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, see Lawrence Taylor came out. Was talking about supporting Donald Trump.
That nigga has CTE.
CTE, plenty of fucking drug problems.
Don't they got weird cases? They have weird cases?
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, it's always weird.
They solicit a 14-year-old girl or some shit.
It's always weird ones.
Yeah.
It's always the weird ones that come out and support Donald Trump.
I'm like, bro, you could have just robbed the GOP like Herschel Walker did. They asked him, so you're not going to take those funds and help Trump out? No. Why would I do that?
What money?
They're my funds.
What money? What funds?
Come get in blood, pussy.
Bitch, come find me.
All of a sudden, the CTE cleared up when he was looking at
shit. He went to the bank. Shit.
Fuck is this shit?
This is the easiest lick I ever hit.
Man. That nigga Brett Favre was linked up with him. I'm like, that shit will never not be fucking hilarious to me, bro. How the fuck you a millionaire, multi-millionaire, legendary QB? White man!
Gambling debts. Anytime you see somebody that's doing well, moving crazy, just assume it's gambling debts at this point.
Yeah.
Like, with the way they promoting Prize Picks, DraftKings, all this other shit. We have online bookies, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact.
Parlays.
I need to find that article real quick.
Parlays.
Fucking Jonte Porter, Michael Porter's brother.
Yeah.
He was apparently in very deep gambling debt to where he felt he had to throw games.
Oh, yeah.
In the NBA.
Who the fuck this nigga? Oh, the triads?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know.
He was actually gambling on games that he was playing, giving inside info and all kinds of stuff like that.
Crazy.
And now he's been banned from the league permanently.
Rightfully so. You can't have niggas fixing games like it's the goddamn 30s.
As much as they're advertising betting and shit.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's crazy.
So I got a wager for you, John. What's the over or under for how many years we have before one of these niggas gets smoked over this shit?
Over gambling?
Yes.
I say about 3.
I was going to say about 2.
I say about 3, because like apparently...
I say about 4.
I just want to know who the fuck these niggas be owing, bro. Or like, how much are you betting as a fucking millionaire that you owe?
You know,
millions.
That makes me think of Drake shit too, as Drake always be posting his big ass wagers that he loses. And then I remember the rumor around Bruno Mars saying that he had to perform at MGM damn near for free.
That nigga was trapped in Vegas.
At first, I'm like, that's some bullshit, man. Like, but now, like, as time has gone on, I'm like, you know what? That nigga probably do owe niggas. Because I know he does drugs. Everybody knows Bruno Mars does cocaine. Oh, yeah.
That nigga be coked up.
So, we might be getting another Silk Sonic or something.
Speaking of returning musical acts, that nigga Chance has been rapping his motherfucking ass off since that divorce, brother.
All he had to do is hate his wife, and here he is barring it up.
Like, so, and I say it as a joke, but it's like it gets truer and truer every time I say it. Some soldiers just need a war.
He was just...
he was too busy trying to, like, be a decent person and...
He got too pious.
Love on your family and, like, thought that was just the end game. That you were better because you did the thing.
No. Y'all, you're a piece of shit like the rest of us, Chance the Rapper.
Welcome back, pussy.
Right.
Now, get back on the weed.
Like, you out here getting twerked on at Carnival. You're not low. You definitely were fucking out there.
Oh, yeah. That nigga definitely put it in something. For sure.
Oh, my. You had a lot of kick it, Craig. Shit.
Right. We know what you are. I know what you about, brother.
You could have just been a piece of shit, clearly.
Right. I wonder why them niggas getting divorced. Like, I don't know what was stated. All I know is, like, yeah, we're separating.
Good luck with your career. That's all I got. You know, thanks, like, have fun raising your kids as co-parents.
Yeah.
Get back in the lab.
All right, get back in the stew, nigga. We've been waiting. You and Donald Glover finna. It's 2013 again.
I know, right?
You and Donald Glover finna drop rap albums?
Right, I'm very surprised that Don Ladd Glover's rapping again. I thought he made too much money to where it's like, nah, I'm an artist now. I'm just sing.
Again, this nigga said I'm an artist.
I'm an artist now. Like, that's what Post Malone and every single white act except for Mac Miller did.
Yeah.
And Eminem,
I'm popular
to his
now.
Own detriment.
I'm popular now. Let's go make rock music. Let's go make pop.
I hate to say it. I might sound like one of them, but that might have been the best decision he made for himself.
Probably.
This nigga's selling crazy records.
Like, yeah, nigga, you would think the motherfuckers would learn with Miley Cyrus. I'm like, nigga, y'all don't remember that, like, weird 2-year run that the Disney Channel queen was somehow part of black culture?
Oh, yeah, she had to, like, she had to share that image.
Y'all remember that? It was just me?
She went and put the stench on her, quote unquote. Like, I'ma hang out with the niggas. I'ma smoke weed with the niggas.
Gotta get this.
Hang out with the niggas.
Get this nigger stank off me.
And then, you know, when it got a little too stank, oh my God, I hate niggers. Can't believe it.
Can't
Why would I even make misogynistic music like that?
That wasn't with them. Yeah. That wasn't me.
And then later on, my bad, I was tripping. I was not sweet. I had fun with the niggas.
I had to keep it clean for, like, my promo tour. Y'all know I rock with y'all.
Right.
Lame ass.
Like, whatever, man. What the fuck ever.
Culture too inviting.
Mila.
Culture too inviting. Tired of seeing you bitches do 20 V1s.
Honestly, we just need to just split off and just create our own culture, bro. The cookout stinks. The cookout fucking stinks. I see all these fucking dweebs every day. Letting people in. Oh, yeah. Oh, they fuck with us. On some charity shit. Letting them in.
Nigga.
I'm going to make my own goddamn cookout. Because y'all niggas are lame as fuck.
All right.
It's no integrity. It's no backbone. It's just, yeah, we're going to let everybody in.
Yeah, bring back gatekeeping.
All right. Like, no, 1,000%. Because if you gatekeep, you can keep degenerates and crazy people out. And you can, you know, keep, you know, reasonable people in, you know, that align. But, you know, whatever. That's why I don't go to cookouts no more.
I can't, man.
They let everybody in.
Everybody, like.
Everybody's bringing the potato salad.
And raisins.
You know, the raisins.
Yeah, right. Now I'm like, oh, what's in the potato? Raisins?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, y'all let Mary Sue in.
I saw a recipe with raisins and mac and cheese recently.
I beat the shit out of somebody.
Somebody need to die.
Oh God, somebody need to perish. Oh God, somebody needs
somebody
to perish.
Somebody need to fucking
bro.
Die.
Somebody gonna pay for their atrocities.
But no, they're not. Nah, they're not. No, nothing's gonna happen to them.
Nah, bring them in.
But they should die. Sound like Kendrick. Feel like people like them should die.
You serve. Zero purpose.
You sound like a sick man with sick thoughts. I think Nisha like him should die. He said that with conviction too, man.
Oh yeah, he said everything with conviction.
Oh, speaking of that beef, I know, like, we talked about it a month ago now, but I think he took bending powers away from niggas, bro.
Yeah.
Everything that Drake has put out after Not Like Us has been bad.
Wagwan Delilah? Nigga, I thought that was some AI shit.
I thought it was a parody.
I thought that was some AI shit.
I feel like
shit.
It is parody. Maybe it's the cope or whatever.
Oh, no, the cope
is AI. Nigga, I hope it's...
the cope was the sexy red feature.
Oh, yeah. That, him trying to rap over BBL Drizzy. Yeah,
that was the code.
That was sad. That was sad, Drake. You should have just acted like this shit never happened. High key, if you would have just acted like fucking George from Seinfeld and how he quit and then just came back the next day like nothing happened.
Came back to work, yeah.
Just
fucking that nigga J. Cole grippy. Like that nigga just.
I try to be reasonable when it comes to age.
Grippy?
No, not grippy, but age related shit.
Ah,
because it's like, you know, I'm like, I game or whatever. I'm not saying shit is childish or whatever, but that grippy shit, brother, you are like 40, man. You are
like, my nigga, I have not heard anybody say grippy in a non, like in a fuck.
Let them young niggas have that, bro.
In a non joking manner. In like 5-6 years. Like I just had a grippy. It left my fucking mental vocabulary. That's how long ago
like
that shit
2016
was.
2016
shit. Yeah.
Like that era of joking.
Yeah, like. And then the nigga.
Grippy.
And then that nigga did the 2 Chainz bar, bro. I call
Nasty.
Her, I call her that because it's grippy.
Nasty
word. She got a big booty. So I call her grippy. Just makes sense.
I'd sue.
Rap
like,
music.
Too. I'm like, I know you're recycling my lyrics, but nah, man, you had to. Don't use my shit for that song, bro.
Well,
you saying the G word out there?
Just like Trinidad James.
Nigga. That song has made him money
for like, 10 years.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I'm like, absolutely. They use my cadence. Pay that nigga.
Don't believe it. Oh, get him.
More gambling debt music. But I mean, you know, in this era of widespread gambling debt and just being at risk of running into fentanyl everywhere, this is the era that we're in now, guys.
Bruh, hell yeah.
I need that. I need the fent. I'm trying to play Final
Fantasy. As soon as I hear about them throwing fentanyl and weed, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. I'm
going to, you know, the new D.A.R.E. programs are got to be lit now.
I'm going to elementary school.
They're teaching these kids how to use fentanyl testing kits now.
Do they really make testing kits for fentanyl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. No, like, if you got coke and you're not sure about it, there are testing kits.
Yeah.
Harm reduction, brother.
You can actually, you can actually call up a free number and get some for free.
That's crazy.
Harm reduction, man. Goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. You get some free fucking needles.
If you're going to do coke,
do it safely.
I want you to be safe.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to drink in my house.
Every black mother ever in history.
Not mine. I wish.
Ever.
Yeah. I would have. Shit. I'd probably been way cooler.
Or an alcoholic.
I think I'm close. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, brother, I
had to cut down.
You drink, nigga, you're not an alcoholic.
Hey,
man.
Hey, I drank. Look at Craig for Friday. Ben, go ahead, get some of this.
I drank.
Do both, man. Have fun.
Ooh, man. You're
get
off.
Your nice little crossfade going.
You're
man.
Off today. Yeah, man. So why y'all think women don't be going 50-50?
Oh, shit.
Nigga, everybody broke in this economy,
they're
man.
They're stifling bitches.
Can't nobody go 50-50. Niggas barely going 25.
I'm barely going 100, nigga.
Like,
barely going 100, bro. Like,
oh, so I've been Googling, you know, like my top Google is like how to scam.
Yeah.
It's getting tight out here.
Oh, yeah. I think you start a crypto scam.
Oh, yeah.
To be perfectly honest with you. Just one good rug pull will do you.
Start mining that shit, bro.
Shout out to Safe Moon.
Yo, where all the Forex niggas at, man?
In gambling debt.
Run that back.
Getting ready to lose their house because of the NBA finals.
Run that back.
Wait on it.
I need to. Now that I know how easy it was to scam you niggas, I want to go back to 2020 and start the Forex trade.
Oh, man. Not gonna lie, like a time traveling or a time machine in 2020, you can get rich very easily.
Very quickly.
Buy a bunch of GameStop.
A bunch of GameStop, a bunch of AMC, a bunch of Doge.
Wasn't there a bunch of Best Buy ones too?
Probably. At some point.
I think there was one, like Best Buy was getting like shot to the moon too.
Probably.
Speaking of which, rest in peace, Doge. Dog.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't that nigga die like 3 years ago?
No, he died this year.
Died this year? Actually, just like a week or so ago.
I swore that dog died in like 2021. About a month,
but like,
shit. Oh,
yeah. Regardless.
Either way, damn. Rip to a real one.
You know, instead of going to the moon, you went to heaven.
She was the best girl.
That's the rule. All dogs go to heaven. And I'm not trying to hear from nobody to argue me that down.
Just like in the movies.
Dogs don't have souls.
I'm going to kill myself tonight.
Can I have your stuff?
You know what? You guys take lots, and you know.
Yeah, I'm about to take lots of your shit. Anybody wants something, they gonna have to get pistoled up.
I'm gonna be dumb as hell. I'm like, hey man, to whatever current Sony console I have, get it, that nigga Shane.
Let's go! I got another one.
If I miraculously have a Microsoft console, also give it to Shane, but he can't sell it and has to play it once a month.
I got a PS5, a Xbox, and a PC. Call me PS5, Xbox, PC man. Like, oh,
I'm
going
to give my Knuckles plush that I've just had since AWA 09. I'm going to give it to the child that I've been hiding this entire time. That's right, everyone.
I knew it.
Oh, big damn. Reveal. Big reveal.
I knew it.
11 years old.
You are hiding a child. Let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing Border Patrol.
I knew that nigga didn't have a kid. I told you he was a sex haver.
Damn.
He's about to get kicked off the podcast now.
Found me out.
Fucking, you're a cream pie man. Zygote man. Embryo man. Conception man.
Sex man.
Sex man.
Sex man sounds aggressive. I'm not
Spark
gonna lie.
Man.
Spark man is demonic.
Trojan man.
Trojan man. Action man.
Clearly not.
Amp it up.
Action man. Action Jackson. R.I.P. Carl Weathers too.
All right.
I don't even know if we said that on this pod, but R.I.P. him. Rare ass movie. Him and Vanity.
For reasons.
Very 80s.
Bro. Like we had Carl Weathers, and then it became Denzel Washington. It's like Carl Weathers had that fucking. He had a catalog and
the
talent.
He played football too.
Yeah, he did.
Oh yeah,
played
yeah.
Football before he started.
That was kind of like acting. The thing too. If you was famous enough as a black person, they just try to act.
Try to act. Okay.
Shout out to OJ.
Shout out to Jim Brown.
Wow. Yeah. We never stood a chance.
Ever.
We had niggas with CTE.
In movies. Oh shit!
We didn't talk about Diddy on here, did we? Like post Cassie.
Yeah.
You know Diddy has a Tubi special now, like called "Downfall of Diddy."
It's gonna be funny as hell when 50 Cent sued him.
It's a Tubi special. I was just like, I don't even know why the fuck it just.
You
like,
have reenactors. If they're reenactors, I might actually watch that just out of pure curiosity. They got that nigga Poop from The Wire playing that nigga Diddy. It's about take that. I'm like, hey, brother. Yeah.
Take that.
They ain't put a man unit on you. You just ball playing Diddy. Looking like Memphis Bleak today.
I was about to say, nigga, didn't even try. Pastor Troy ass nigga.
That documentary is going to be nasty.
It is. Drops. That shit going to be terrible.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Niggas the face of black excellence.
To who?
Like, they play in our faces.
To who, bro? Somebody called Diddy a black leader.
They,
yeah.
What are we doing, man?
Worshipping money. That's what it is. You see any nigga with ends, that's somebody to look up to. As opposed to, like, somebody that's even remotely a reasonable person.
Oh, yeah. You get the cover of Forbes.com at least once. That puts you in a black leadership position.
Money.
You want to know somebody who's on the Forbes list at one point in their life? Soldier Boy. He's a black leader?
Yeah.
Yeah,
clearly.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the he's on the fucking Forbes list.
You know, it was just, you know, like those, like online white hip hop heads.
Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, like how they.
Peter Rosenberg's and shit.
DJ Blads of the world.
And they'll go out of their way to try and say how, like, people like Soulja Boy were, like, trailblazers and trendsetters.
Oh, they're trendsetters for sure.
To a degree.
They're like, right. Yeah. In how the genre was consumed.
Yeah. Like, definitely popped off the fucking social media movement for promotion. Oh, also, fucking up the promotional advertising side of things for artists. But
speaking of them, like,
I don't even say fucking
him,
up,
like,
but
he's the Led Zeppelin of fucking hip hop. I think it's a stretch too far.
In terms of, like, pure rap skill, fuck out of here, bro. He gave us a dance, maybe some bops to play at the club, at best.
Two.
At best.
Two exactly that I could think of. Stove. Yeah, got. Cannot forget about Stove, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Shit, a banger.
This nigga ordered a pizza.
Ordered the pizza.
On the podcast.
My nigga ordered a pizza at the I ain't even gonna cut this out.
I was about to say, this is staying in.
I ain't even gonna cut this shit out.
I hope you brought enough slices for everybody.
Hungry ass nigga.
Excuse me for timing my dinner.
Yeah. Mistiming, nigga. You're still in my house.
Recording. That red button's still active.
Hey, look, man. I thought it was just going to deliver this shit, not call me. Like, I'm like, I see Domino's pizza. I'm like, oh, no. Something must have happened to my goddamn pizzas.
Yeah, we laced it.
Fuck! No!
Gonna use that Domino's insurance.
No.
Get free pizza.
Should have insured your pizza for an extra $3.
Fuck.
Baboon. I bet you'll think about it next time, won't you, Rafiki?
I'm gonna cry myself to sleep tonight thinking about how I got called Rafiki at the fucking podcast.
Rafiki is actually crazy.
Yeah, that's one of the ones.
Rafiki.
Like the circle of life just started playing in my fucking head.
Rafiki.
Yo, y'all remember that one time that supposed black leader D-Ray thought he was getting made fun of in a Planet of the Apes movie? He used to wear a blue vest all the time, and they just happened to have a monkey with a blue vest.
I do remember that.
Hey!
Yeah.
I actually
that looked like me!
And I'm like, you know what? Brother, you are projecting.
Yeah.
Just because you see yourself as a monkey in a blue vest doesn't mean we thought about you. That shit was crazy. What a crazy moment in time, man. Black Lives Matter. Maybe one of the best scams of all time in terms of, like, laundering money. Because, like, the people that got money from that shit, they, like, bought a big-ass house and paid themselves with it.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, rare as hell out here, man.
Fucking, yeah. Black leaders, man.
Black leaders.
Quote unquote.
Black leaders.
It's just a nigga with enough zeros in a bank account can just become a leader to other niggas.
Black leader Nick Cannon.
Black leader Justin.
I mean, shit, he got his own militia he's creating.
Blame.
Nigga, what, got 12 kids? Probably. You know how many people are gonna be like, they're going to be able to trace themselves to Nick Cannon.
Man, the nigga's like, really trying to be Genghis Khan.
Generations from now.
Yeah. Nigga's going to be trying. Like, give it like 50, 60 years. It's going to be 100 niggas related to Nick Cannon. Nicholas Cannon.
They're going to find each other. It's going to be weird, too.
The drumline nigga. you're so fucking dumb, man. Like, you're so stupid, bro.
Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, make some nigger. Drums.
I was gonna make some.
Make some drums, nigger.
Make some beats, nigger.
Do it. The Jewish side of that nigga took now, over when he said that.
Didn't I tell you to make me some instruments? Spook.
That nigga made BBL Drizzy, and shit was not the same for that nigga Drake.
It was never the same. Never the fucking same.
Excuse me, sampled it.
I have,
nothing was the same.
I have nothing further to discuss, man. This has been a successful gathering. Enjoyed you guys coming through. Fucking Patreon again is patreon.com/blackplaguepodcast. $5 a month, 20 quarters, 200 dimes. Great content out there, man. This, you know, we need more active black voice actors, and we are that.
Yes.
Pull up and support us. Get the word out there that we be voicing fan fictions, mostly hedgehog related, but
hedgehog related fan fiction.
Yeah.
But that's our specialty.
Yeah, man.
That's our lane. Don't let anybody else come over here.
We did that.
Yes.
I need to brag on my niggas for a second because this realm, the shit that we're doing on Patreon, literally did not exist until we did it.
Oh,
like, whether that's like capacity content, mixture of both, niggas were not voicing Sonic fan fiction on Patreon, especially not the kind that we did for the first two.
We went through it.
Yeah.
We did.
This all black ensemble out here paving lanes. You're welcome. Motherfucker, if anybody else reads He Is My Master at Sonic High School, post us.
Understand.
We are the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are the gold damn standard.
Tell them they owe us. Cut us a check.
Nigga, I need $5 from everything y'all get, every Patreon, every listen. I need $5 and I'm going to break that three ways with my partners.
Yeah.
Pussies.
Bitch.
Well, y'all, appreciate y'all, man.
Dang.